It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, Mark Pastoria here with me, of course. As is filling in for Kristen K., Julie Sloan, my sister.
Morning.
Great job. Julie, we appreciate it very much. You work with us in our incubator in Birmingham, building new companies. You're leading a couple of companies there. You're a gal about town and have something to say, that's for sure. And you made your way onto the radio.
Yeah, we're doing great. I think we're getting along really well, Jeff.
Radio's perfect for us. TV would be too much. Radio, next time brother and sister, I don't think so. Anyway, listen, it's great to have you, and it's a great day here. Even though we mentioned, I just have to say, what's going on with the weather? Actually, I did see 80 degrees coming up later this week. I think Thursday, something like that.
So where in Florida?
Cool. Yeah, exactly. Right. I did see it somewhere out there. No, actually here.
All right.
So, yeah. All right, moving right along. In this segment of our show, of course, we try to pick on a subject that we think is worth highlighting and worth talking about and bringing our perspectives on it to you. Let me ask you guys, you're both parents of young adults, let's say 20s, right? I know, Julie,
yes.
You are.
Yeah.
Mark, you are as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a parent hopes for is you either send them off to college or trade school or somewhere to get skilled and go on in life with a nice career, make a good living, have a nice family, all those kinds of things we all hope for as parents, right? Okay. Well, it's not happening like it's supposed to these days so much, at least not according to a Pew Research Center study. New survey shows that more than ever before, young adults are now moving back in post their education, even after they've started their careers. Nearly a third of Americans aged 25 to 29 are moving back in with their parents. Well, that's not the way we planned it, is it?
No, thank you.
Right, right.
I love my children. I loved raising them, but I think for both parties, I think the healthiest thing to do for both of you is to go out and what's that movie? There was a movie, Failure to Launch.
Right, right.
That was all about that. Yeah.
And of course, you know, it isn't just even so much you love your kids. It's not so much about I'm not going to provide a safe haven. I'm not going to provide a safety net or a place for you to live. Of course, if push comes to shove, of course you would. It's more about what we hope for them. You know, you want them to get a start in life. This
Absolutely.
Is the period in their 20s where they're starting to get their feet on the ground. They're finding a career they love. They're getting settled, maybe finding someone they love, you know, whatever it may be. Those are the kinds of paths that, you know, as parents, I'll just use the term we dream about, that we fantasize about for our kids, because that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we did it. That's the way we want it for them. We want them to be on a path and to be moving toward something positive in life and solid and secure. But been a lot of circumstances over the last few years that are changing that dynamic. And since the 70s, more families now living as multi-generational households than ever before.
Well, and I think the pandemic really kicked that off too. It is a lovely thought to be able to, you know, seek refuge during that time with your parents, but then you got to go back out there, I think.
Right. It's kind of, you know, for young people who are, especially with the cost of housing these days and everything else. And that's one of the big reasons why this is happening.
Yeah.
That, you know, people are not able to make enough in their 20s to really pay for housing that is, you know, either A, safe and in a location where they want or need to be in order to have access to their job. You know, it's kind of a good deal to live at mom and dad's.
Yeah, but do you get to redecorate your room or do you go back in?
There's lots of issues.
Yeah. Your Superman sheets and your, you know, your posters on the wall.
Hey, I still use those sheets. gotta feel it somehow, feel the love somehow. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, what if more than one child, you know, sibling wants to live at home? Then you guys have to, there you all are again. I think they call that boomerang kids.
That's exactly what they call it. Boomerang
Boomers
kids.
And
that's
boomerangs.
Right. Boomerangs. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Didn't they hear of remote living
I like that.
That's hilarious.
I live remotely.
That's in remote working.
They
Mark,
don't like that one. Good. They remote like living. Remote work. But.
Right. So, Mark, let me ask you. So I know you're very proud of your boy, as you should be, and you're, you know, he's, man, you worked hard to get him where he is. And what if he called you up and said, "Dad, I got a favor"? How do you feel about that?
Which kind
of favor?
Back.
I'm coming back. I'm yeah. coming back.
I'm into
I'm moving
it.
Back. Dad, you miss me, right?
Yeah. I like having him around. It's a so good
thing. Oh,
yeah, I don't mind it. But, you know, get your feet on the ground, get going. And I get to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Selfishly, right?
Yeah.
But I think you have to have some boundaries, you know, or agreements. It's like you draw up some kind of a contract or something for the health of everyone.
Just for the sake of understanding. Not a contract from a legal sense, obviously.
No,
you
got to
lay down the house rules, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got to draw the line.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about him. He's pretty independent, which is great.
And listen, you brought your boy along and made him great and, you know, gave him the guidance he needed. He's very self-directed.
Yeah, very much.
And I'd probably be, frankly, hard for him to come to you and say, "I'm moving back in." But, you know, as you said, you like having him around. You'd welcome him back in. I have to tell you, I had the same reaction. It's kind of a crazy thing. But,
right.
You know, I had kids later in life, and my kids are still young. But I don't, you know, and I don't know if it's because I had them older in life that probably changed the dynamic a little bit. But, you know, and I say this lightly and easily, I'd probably welcome them back in. I like having them around too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a strain, you know? It can be a strain. Julie, what about you? How do you feel about it?
I share all of the sentiments that all of you, both of you have said, but I don't know. I'm torn, you know?
Well, I look at your lifestyle and you've really become, again, in your life, quite independent. You know, this is post having your children at home, post having that kind of family setting, which you did very well. You know, I'm your brother. I observed it all, of course, and your kids are on their way, but
I'm very proud of them.
You're very proud of them, but it would be hard for you to turn back and go back to the lifestyle you had before. You travel a lot now, you know, you're moving around, you're freewheeling to a large extent. And that would be a major change of lifestyle to welcome the kids back in.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, listen, guys, this has been an interesting conversation. And as we say, more and more and more, like never before, multi-generational households. Listen, we're going to, is it Dave? Do we have Dave standing by?
I am here, Jeff. Good morning.
Dave, hey, good morning. Give us a quick preview of what's coming up on the Paul W. Show.
We got a story from Ree Osborne about Michigan childcare workers being unprepared for kids in their post-pandemic mental. They're having a health crisis right now with kids post-pandemic. And also, we're going to talk to Diane Cross from the Michigan Department of Transportation about driving safe this week. And it's the National Worker Awareness Week.
Okay, beautiful. Looking forward to that. And you know what else it is today? It's the real, the actual Paul W. birthday. Happy birthday to Paul from all of us. And we wish you a great, great day. You've been having celebration after celebration, but I think today's a real day. Happy birthday, Paul. Handing it off to you, Dave, and Paul. Have a great show ahead right here on WJR.